The Orillia and District Literacy Council, ODLC, may be one of the city's best-kept secrets, something local officials want to change. Those who work and volunteer at the downtown facility, where you can get free help learning computers, English, math and more, want people to know all about it. For many people, like Audrey, who declined to provide her last name, the facility has been a lifesaver. She is getting help so she can apply for the culinary program at Georgian College. She was a chef at the Pearson International Airport for 20 years, but wasn't certified. When I moved up here, I wanted to get back into it, but I don't have any documentation, she said. Audrey walked by the 55 Nottawasaga Street office repeatedly on her way to the Orillia Public Library. One day she got up the nerve to walk through the door. She met Executive Director Kathy Graham, who, she recalls, quickly made her feel at ease. I have anxiety and when I came here, I was hesitant, but I met Kathy and we started our friendship. They are so easy to work with. 3 months later, I did the computer course, she said. I didn't think I was going to do it, but I did. It's a really comfortable place to start, she said. She was also connected to the Orillia Learning Center where she completed advanced learning techniques. She's now taking grade 12 math. She's also doing an online personal finance course at Georgian College, but likes to work at the ODLC to get one-on-one help. I'm continuing my learning journey and I love it. I absolutely love it here, she said. Graham is leaving the organization after 23 years. She recently passed the baton to new executive director Tiffany Gordon Patterson. I've done every job in the place a couple of times. I've always loved teaching, said Graham. That's the most rewarding thing when students come and say, I got it, or when they are able to write a letter or complete an online application. She stressed the ODLC offers more than teaching people how to read. They also offer employability skills, computer skills, math, resume writing among many other things, she explained. Anything you need to learn, we will teach you, Graham said. Every student is assessed and a learning plan is developed for them, she explained. Everything is individualized here, said Graham. Gordon Patterson said it's also about creating a place where people can feel safe and comfortable. Everybody who walks in here knows Kathy and feels great around Kathy. It's amazing. There's a relationship that's built here because there is so much one-on-one. It's very different from a lot of organizations where you are just a number. It's a great place, she said. The council has been operating in Orillia for 45 years and a lot has changed over that time. There are less basic learners and more students looking for help to apply for specific jobs or prepare for secondary and post-secondary courses. What hasn't changed, for the registered nonprofit organization, is the challenge of funding. The ODLC is supported by the Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development of Ontario. We have not had a raise, in funding, since 2011, said Graham. The second last raise was 10 years before that. There are very few raises for literacy and basic skills programs. So the ODLC does fundraising. That's where Gordon Patterson believes she can help because she comes from a corporate background in marketing and entertainment. I see trying to bring a little of that here to showcase the work we are doing. With social media, we have the ability to do that, she said. The biggest challenges is bringing in more students, more tutors and raising a lot more funds, she said. Gordon Patterson wants to use her skills to give the ODLC a refresh of sorts. We've had the same look and feel for quite some time, she said. She also wants to raise the profile of the organization in the community by doing street-level outreach and offering programs for businesses. The ODLC has already started doing outreach with the Lighthouse this month. For businesses, they can help staff by offering programs such as public speaking so they learn better communication skills that will help them at work. That will gradually spread the word on what we are doing here, said Gordon Patterson. The biggest challenge though will be finding a new office. The current building has been sold and they have until January 1st to find a new place. The new place has to be wheelchair accessible and large enough for a classroom, computer lab and offices. It is really challenging when there is no more money, said Graham. Rents have doubled from what we are paying now, said Gordon Patterson. A going-away party for Graham is scheduled for April 3 from 4 to 6 p.m. The Orillia and District Literacy Council can be reached via website at www.odlc.ca or by phone at 705-327-1253.